This is America First Radio, a program of news, commentary, and interviews from a patriot's perspective, dedicated to the restoration of our Constitution and the protection of our national sovereignty and borders. America First Radio exposes the powerful and secretive forces behind the destruction of our republic and the rise of the New World Order. And now, here's your host, citizen reporter Jim Dawes.
Despite the fact that overwhelming majorities of Americans say that they want illegal immigration into our country stopped and illegals deported, our ruling classes continue to ignore the popular will of the people and refuse to defend our borders. D.A. King of the American Resistance Foundation has this commentary.
Unbelievably, since September the 11th, 2001, there has been an increase in illegal immigration into the United States. Metal detectors are still in use, and gray-haired grannies are still patted down at our airports, but anybody from anywhere in the world has only to step over several strands of barbed wire and make it past our outnumbered and overworked Border Patrol agents to walk freely among Americans in America. The war on terror apparently takes a back seat to political correctness and offending the corrupt oligarchy that is the government of Vicente Fox in Mexico. Incredibly, while traveling in the U.S. recently, El Presidente Fox remarked that his government would not tolerate the enforcement of American laws regarding border security or immigration. To do so, he so arrogantly tells us, is a human and civil rights violation for the millions that his government will not feed, educate, or employ. Our own leaders seem to be listening to him. With the American soccer team greeted by shouts of Osama, Osama, in Mexico City, one must stop and ask, from whom and where does the nearest danger to America's security and way of life really come? In a nation that cannot keep a promise of free medical care to a large part of its veterans, how can it justify that same free medical care being given to illegal aliens at taxpayer expense? If we are to indeed selectively enforce our laws, who decides which laws? Why are we discussing allowing illegal aliens to attend college at tuition rates less than citizens, but wary of allowing local law enforcement to assist in the apprehension and detention of those same illegals? While a citizen with the temerity to ask why he must press one to speak English in his own country is met with platoons of thought police and all manner of intimidation, why are line-jumping criminals able to demand and receive taxpayer-funded bilingual assistance? Harry Truman remarked that the buck stops here nearly six decades ago. It would seem that the bucks never stop in the surreal present-day globalist world of profit above all else. Recently obtained apprehension figures from the U.S. Border Patrol show that so far this year, more than 700,000 illegal aliens have been caught entering our children's nation on the border with Mexico alone. The Border Patrol estimates that it catches one out of every four or five of the unidentified illegal crossers. The majority of the American public is carefully shielded from this knowledge by the government charged with securing our republic and by a willing mainstream press. Let's make it very clear. The Border Patrol apprehension figures illustrate that at the minimum, in the first 6 months of this year, more than 2 million illegal aliens have successfully made it into the nation that our grandfathers passed on to us. The 2000 census and CNN tell us that 70% of these illegal aliens are fleeing the very brilliant example of corruption that results from democracy without the rule of law that is Third World Mexico. With the multi-million dollar assistance of radical and un-American groups like the National Council of La Raza and other racist organizations such as the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund and the League of United Latin American Citizens, these illegal colonists from the Third World are importing the very culture and way of life that created the miserable conditions that they are so anxious to leave. They announce their intent to build a nation within a nation, and we as citizens are told that it is somehow un-American to notice or object. Virtually all of the financial support for these characters in the Destroy America Now scenario comes from American business. We have met the enemy, and he is selling us beer and toothpaste in two languages. Arizona Senator John McCain has written that 99% of the people crossing our borders do not intend to harm Americans. Those odds are unacceptable and the risk unnecessary. The right of protection from invasion is guaranteed to each state in the United States Constitution. Border Patrol agents know that the illegal alien they catch today is very possibly the same illegal that they will catch tomorrow and again next week. This does nothing to instill a sense of mission or the high morale that is so richly deserved by the courageous men and women who are the first line of defense of our homeland. Recently, the government of Mexico negotiated with our own government to allow a few of its citizens who are apprehended at the border to be flown on Mexican airliners at American taxpayers' expense into the interior of Mexico. This method of return is allowed only if the illegal alien consents to the flight home. Otherwise, the invader is simply released at the border to try again another day. It would seem that many American employers have also successfully negotiated with the American government to ignore their numerous violations of federal law. It is further obvious that the illegal alien lobby has negotiated with the American government to shelter and assist this illegal collection of potential voters. For this group, it does not seem to be a crime to be illegal. While contemptuous and sneering soldiers of the Reconquista use America as an address and Americans as a resource, with whom does the tax-paying American citizen negotiate? While the present administration would legalize these fugitives from justice, John Kerry and the Democrats promised to introduce legislation to make them full-fledged voting citizens in their first 100 days in office. In exchange for today's vote, both sides pander to the demands of the wealthy illegal alien lobby created by yesterday's lack of border security with promises of more of the same for tomorrow. Aware and angry voters would do well to realize that there is a more beneficial use of the sacred right to vote than to allow themselves to be limited to one of two choices that could each result in the end of our national sovereignty. At present rates of entry, by the next general election, we could have roughly the same number of newly arrived illegal aliens as we do at present, howling that they are oppressed victims and demanding amnesty, if indeed by then we recognize our national borders at all. They seem to be a barrier to profit. In what language will the next amnesty plan be presented? How will we know when we have enough illegal aliens in our country, and how will we stop them then?
D.A. King is founder and president of the American Resistance Foundation, which is engaged in direct action to oppose illegal immigration. You can find out more at theamericanresistance.com.